In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A great saint once said, Prayer is powerful, powerful beyond limits when we turn to the Immaculata, who is Queen even of God's heart. Our dependence on Mary is greater than we can imagine. So said St. Maximilian Kolbe, the Polish Franciscan martyr of Auschwitz and founder of the Militia Immaculata. He gave himself completely to the cause of promoting the Immaculata, the Blessed Virgin Mary, as the ultimate intercessor for us, the ultimate intercessor for souls and the surest path to Jesus. But we know intuitively that even the most eloquent words of prayer have no power by themselves. But prayer does enable the union of a soul with the divine. The words of prayer create a bridge, the bridge across eternity, by which the faith of the one praying is conveyed and magnified, drawing divine grace across it, divine grace and love through the channel, sent from the heart of God to the beloved. Powerful, efficacious prayer allows us to journey through the prayer into the presence of the divine. Those intercessors that assist us act as catalysts to enhance the movement of grace across the bridge connecting us to the infinite. We could call it the bridge to the God space, the dimension within the embrace of the Trinity. There is no more potent intercessor than our beautiful, blessed Virgin Mary. Therefore, prayers that call upon her intercession and her active involvement in the petition being made are, as St. Maximilian Kolbe has taught us, powerful beyond limits. One such prayer, of course, is the Memorare. The Memorare is loved and promoted by saints and countless others of us who desire to be saints one day. The Memorare was cleaved from a much larger but still beautiful prayer that contains so much of who and what we know our beautiful Blessed Mother to be. The larger prayer is entitled Ad Sanctitatis Tue Pedis, at the feet of thy sanctity. It appeared first in the work of a man named Nicholas Salicitus, who was a Cistercian monk and a medical doctor. It appeared in 1489. It appeared again in the 16th century in a work by a Dutch priest named Simon Vedepes. But the actual author is still unknown to us. But there is an English translation, and the first paragraph proceeds as follows. At the feet of thy sanctity, most sweet Virgin Mary, prostrating myself in body and heart, I beseech thee to teach me to make proper requests of thee, so that it will please thee to hear, and the Son will be pleased to hear. I am unworthy of grace, and I am beneath all mercy. The third paragraph begins to sound more familiar to our present day ears. Remember, O most gracious one, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection or sought thy intercession was left abandoned by thee. Inspired with this confidence, I fly to thee, O Virgin of Virgins. To thee do I run, to thee do I come. Before thee I stand, rejoicing and trembling. Therefore, O Immaculate One, do not hide thy face from me, so wretched a sinner, but look gently upon me. Deeper in the body of the prayer, even more glorious petitions to our Blessed Mother emerge, using images that we have already discovered elsewhere in hymns and acclamations to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Star of the sea, Stella Maris, Permit me not to wander long from the path of truth. Gate of heaven, porta cieli, let not my sins forever shut me out. Save me, O Salvatrix. Redeem me, O Redemptorix. All this in contradistinction to those who would naysay in the present day. The date of the shorter excerpt, the memorare prayer that is close to our modern form, is truly unclear to us. But it was widely and enthusiastically promoted in the 17th century by a French priest named Father Claude Bernard. He attributed his recovery from a near fatal illness to the power of the memorare. The version we know today then was standardized by Pius IX in 1846. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. St. Francis de Sales, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, St. Teresa of Calcutta, all were deeply devoted to praying the memorare. St. Alphonsus Liguori, in a work entitled The Glories of Mary, recounts a story of our beloved St. Francis de Sales. It's hard for us to imagine, but when St. Francis de Sales was 17 years old, studying in Paris, he was burdened with scruples. He was so negatively influenced by the Calvinist heresy of predestination that he was convinced that his pursuit of holiness was all in vain and that he was indeed destined for hell. Quoting St. Alphonsus, his fears and interior desolation took away his appetite, deprived him of sleep, and made him pale and melancholy. One evening, feeling particularly burdened, St. Francis was moved to enter a church. He noticed a sign on the wall with these words, "Remember, O most pious Virgin Mary, that never has it been heard of in any age that anyone having recourse to your protection was abandoned." He went immediately to the Mary altar. St. Alphonsus continues the account. Falling on his knees before the altar of the Mother of God, he recited the prayer with tender fervor. Having thus addressed the Blessed Virgin, he cast himself into the arms of divine mercy and resigned himself entirely to the will of God. Scarcely had he finished his prayer when in an instant he was delivered from his temptation by his most sweet Mother. He immediately regained the peace of his soul and with it his bodily health. The power of the memorare thrusts St. Francis de Sales beyond the words of the prayer itself, across the bridge into eternity, directly into the arms of divine mercy. So then, how can we not be moved? Awestruck, I suspect, really, that we have equal recourse with the likes of St. Francis de Sales, St. Thérèse, Mother Teresa, countless others, that we have recourse to the woman most beloved by God, the one who is chosen to bear the Word incarnate, the one who promises never to leave us unaided. We cannot help but to be inspired. We cannot help but to be confident. Dearest faithful, let us never hesitate. Let us fly to her. Fly to your mother. Let all of us fly to our mother. She will hear us. she will answer us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.